the journalism world is really fascinating. If anyone wanted to make a thesis or a case study, they could have just tons of things to investigate. Free media has only existed there for about the past decade. Prior to that, everything was state-owned media. So state-owned media still exists. There are programs like PTV that are still state-owned. But there are all these it's just a burgeoning sector of new media outlets, predominantly television stations. And that ties in with the literacy rate there, which suffers. And so, if you can't read a newspaper, be it in Urdu, which is the official language there, or English, anyone can understand a conversation through television. But they have many more challenges that we don't face. For example, security is a huge issue over there, and some newsrooms you have to go through gated checkpoints and metal detectors, and sometimes you can't even use your name in a news report because what you say could definitely be used against you in a violent or threatening way. I couldn't imagine living like that at all. So that was kind of the eye-openers, the shocking things to me.
You mentioned a unique connection or a unique experience that you felt in regards to Daniel Pearl.
So what some people might not know, Daniel Pearl was most prominently known as a Wall Street Journal reporter. And he, sadly, while investigating a story in Pakistan, was abducted and killed, beheaded in 2002. And that was by a group of Pakistani militants and ultimately some bad guys who were associated with Al-Qaeda. But Danny got his start here at the Berkshire Eagle in the North Adams Transcript. And when our papers just merged, we actually reran a Daniel Pearl article that he wrote for the Transcript, which was really fun. Now here, February 2014, this month is the 12-year anniversary of Danny's abduction and subsequent death. And I was over realizing this while I was in Karachi, which was he was staying with a friend and fellow journalist over there. He left her house in January 23rd, I believe, and then 9 days later, he was the news of his death had spread, it's just a really powerful experience because there is this culture of fear, partially because of that incident and other incidents as well, that Pakistan is a dangerous place, could be full of hostile militants, but I didn't encounter that.
What things do you bring back to being, a reporter now and in back here in the United States?
I realized how important it is just to show solidarity for journalists over there who are literally risking their lives every day just to do their job. I don't feel that kind of threat here in the Berkshires and in Massachusetts in the U.S. I just have a whole newfound respect and, see it as my duty to show people, to talk about it, to tell people what's going on, so that these guys don't feel like they're alone and that their work and their efforts are acknowledged. It's hugely important.